can you tell me about your experience with Rainy Day Fire?
Yeah, so when I was a camper at Lana Keela, I really struggled with Rainy Day Fire. Rainy Day Fire is like known to be one of the hardest Viking honors tests at camp. It's in the campcraft department. It's for your Thor. It's like the second highest rank. Essentially, you have to make a fire, have it go for 10 minutes while a counselor like sprays water on you. It is also, you know, I found as a camper, I found it really challenging, and I failed it like 7 times. And but it was a really one of the most valuable things I did at camp, I think, is one, it taught me a ton about how to like bounce back. There were so many challenges part of the test. And I think the biggest one is like mental. Like if you keep failing, you keep being like, what am I doing wrong? But as a camper, I was really impressed with like counselors. They were there to support me and like not only just like help me figure out, oh, what am I doing wrong, but also help me like get through like the thoughts of like, I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna give up. And I think like when I became a counselor and I was assigned in campcraft, which is the department, and like last year, so there was this kid, Leo Schwartz, who's going for his Odin in campcraft, and he was like, Oliver, I want you to help me with this test. And I was like, it was only my first year as a counselor and it's a really big test, and I was feeling really anxious about it. But we worked on it, and he, you know, it took him a lot of time. He failed it the same amount of times, like 7 times, same amount of times as me, 7 times. And like that moment when he passed, when he got it, it was like such a big moment for him, but also for me, because like one, he'd been working incredibly hard, but it also felt like for me, it came full circle. Like I remember being a camper, being in his shoes, being like, I'll never get there. But I, being able to be the counselor that I had looked up to, being able to like support him, to figure out what's going wrong, to figure out how he can overcome this mental challenge, which is really what it is. And I think it was one of the highlights of his summer, and it definitely was one of the highlights of me being a counselor, because it was a time when I was able to like actualize like my role at camp and actualize you know, my goal to give back to the community. And like I could see it so well, like me having been the one who struggled and now me being the one who gets to help Leo Schwartz pass this test. It was a really it was really an influential moment in my time as a counselor, and I felt like that was when I kind of saw like my ability as a teacher too, and like my joy and excitement for teaching come to fruition, because like that's what, you know, I got to see really literally what progress looks like. When I was a camper, I'm getting better and better slowly, and then as a counselor, I was able to see really what my teaching can do. At the beginning, you could not light a match in the thing, and by the end, you have a fire spurting for 10 minutes. It's really like, in life, there's not that many things that are so tangible where you can like see your own actualized, you know, teaching or own actualized actions like come into fruition in that way. Yeah.
And then can you tell me about Eggs with Egger?
Oh yeah, Eggs with Egger. Eggs with Egger. My last name is Oliver. My first name is Oliver. My last name is Egger. Oliver Egger. And last year I wanted to do like, you know, do a cooking activity because in camera we do cooking. So I've been doing Eggs with Egger all this time. It's been great. We cook eggs, we set up a stove, and it's a great time. I was just talking about like just a couple weeks ago, right before Parents Weekend, I was not feeling it, because like it goes on the schedule a lot, because it's one, popular, and it's also like really an easy and fun thing to teach kids to cook eggs. It's really helpful. I was like not feeling it at all, but I was like, I need to figure out how to, you know, change this and like go into positive attitude. So I get to campcraft, and then there was like 25 kids. Usually there's like 3 or 4 kids. And I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be a hard period. But I think like it was one of the highlights of my summer so far, because the kids were really positive, and I was like, I just need to go in this with the most energy possible. And it was a really special time. Like we cooked, first of all, fire eggs. Like it was so good. We were like, and I got like 30 eggs from the kitchen. We were having like a great time, and the kids were really interested in like, oh, like what's the best way of cooking eggs? How do you set up a stove? And in one way, I felt like, oh, I'm being a teacher right now. I get to like share my skills. But also like another way, I also felt like I was just a friend of these kids. And that's when I feel like I'm being the best possible counselor I can be, because I'm, it's in those moments when I'm a friend and a teacher, because that's when you can give the most. Because it doesn't feel like, the kids don't feel like they're being lectured to. Instead, it's just like, hey, we're figuring this out together. Oh, the stove isn't working. What's going on? What do you think the problem is? I have an idea of what I think the problem might be. Let's work through it together. Or how do you crack an egg? Do you want to tell me the best way? Like, and when I feel like I'm their friend, not just like their, you know, like supervisor, that's when I feel like the most special moments happen at camp. For me as a camper, the moments when I felt like I was taken seriously, those are the best moments at camp. And like Eggs with Eggers, obviously a stupid random activity we run at Campcraft, but it was, you know, this moment, it was like, I felt like it was a great moment that encompasses a lot of what we care about at camp. We let kids cook on an open stove, like on an open flame. Like some places wouldn't let kids have that freedom and give them that responsibility, but like Lana Keela does, and I think that's really valuable. We give them trust, we give them respect, and we like know that they can be taken seriously.